the riches of his love. Oh, in Romans chapter 11 and Ephesians chapter 5, Paul tells us of the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his paths are beyond tracing out. For Christ loved the church, that he might sanctify her and cleanse her. So walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Oh, this is a profound mystery. But I am talking about Christ and the church. Christ loved the church. Precious words indeed for all who love Christ. In John 3:16 we read that God loved the world within the scope of his eternal love. For God's love is a general love for all. Ah, but Christ's love for the church is a close, cherished, devoted, personal love. Christ's love is a precious love betwixt himself and his church. It's a penetrating love between Christ and his body, an intimate love that flows from the Son to his own darling dove. It was for the church that the Lord Jesus gave up his life. It was for this pearl of great price the Lord gave all to purchase her for himself. He loved her as himself, and has seated her together with him in heavenly places. He treasures her so dearly that he betrothed himself to her as a bridegroom. He gave himself for his bride, that he might set her apart as unto himself. The Lamb of God sacrificed his life that she might become the Lamb's wife. He relinquished all his heavenly glory that she may sit with him on his throne. He ate the bitter fruit of sin and death for her, for you and for me. Christ did all this that his body might eat of the sweet fruit of the tree of life. Christ desires to be with his church, and the prayer he prays for us passes all understanding. In John 17 we read this: "All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and glory has come to me through them." This love is so amazing, so divine, it demands our soul, our heart, our life, our all. This precious truth of the profound depth of Christ's love for his church demands our rapt attention. We are this congregation of saints that God has given to the Lord as his precious possession. We are the flock of God, given by the Father to the great shepherd of the sheep. We are this habitation of God, this spiritual home, this temple of God, wherein the Holy Spirit dwells. We are his heavenly Jerusalem, the Israel of God, the city of the living God. We are his golden candlestick, that gives light to a darkened world. We are his ransomed race, a noble army, soldiers of Christ. We are his new creation, the general assembly of the firstborn. We are his beloved church. We are members of Christ's body. All glory and authority in heaven and on earth has been given to the Lord Jesus. And yet he tells the Father that glory has come to me through them. Christ loves the church corporately, and every living stone is precious in his sight. Oh, they are so precious that he rejoices over them with singing. But Christ also loves each member individually and makes each a joint heir with himself. He desires deep communion with each and every one, I in them and you in me. He loves you personally, precious child of God, with a love that passes understanding. He prays for you individually, beloved saint. He intercedes for you day and night. Christ, in his heavenly role of mediator and priest, prays for his own future bride. We read in John 17, I pray for them. I am not praying for the world. But my prayer is not for these disciples alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me. For I have loved them, even as you loved me. O Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know you, and that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known, in order that the love that you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. Oh, the depth and extent of this love for each one of us surpasses the human imagination. The scope and magnitude of this profound grace transcends man's thoughts. And he collects the misty-eyed tears that wet our bewildered cheeks when we consider the extent of his love for us. And he places them in his bottle of mercy and records the number and volume therein. Let us trace the rainbow of his grace and love through the tears of our grateful hearts, and accept him and his word by faith. Christ's love for the church is a profound mystery indeed, but it's yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments, and his paths beyond tracing out. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments, and his paths beyond tracing out.